Governor Pat Quinn has said he was put on earth to shore up Illinois' pensions. They're the worst funded in the nation. After the General Assembly failed to get that done during the regular session, Quinn called lawmakers back to Springfield in late June to form a special bipartisan committee made up of an equal number of members from the House and Senate to break the gridlock.
This is the moment to resolve and solve this pension challenge. And so I'm prepared to work with the good members of this conference committee and their leaders to get it done.
But it appears he's taken a more hands-off approach.
Well, I personally have had no interaction with him on a personal level at all.
That's Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine speaking last month. He's one of four Republicans on the committee. He clarifies Quinn did call him back in June when he was first appointed to the panel.
But other than that initial outreach, which contained no substance either, he's really been a non-entity.
It's a similar story for Republican Representative Jill Tracy.
Initially, the governor had called all of us personally and said, you know, I'm going to be there. We're going to get this worked out. It's got to be done. That was very good. But it's just dead space since then.
Likewise, Senator Bill Brady says Quinn has not been helpful.
Reached out to him a couple times, and we've asked his office to have him come to a couple meetings, and no response.
Granted, that's coming from Republicans, and one could argue that Brady and Tracy especially have a vested interest in making Quinn, a Democrat, look bad. Brady's trying to take Quinn's job. He's running for the GOP nomination for governor, and Tracy's the running mate of another GOP candidate for governor, Senator Kirk Dillard. But at the committee's three-month mark, members of the governor's party also said they had had little to no interaction with him. Here are Democratic Representatives Mike Zalewski and Elaine Nekritz and Senator Daniel Biss.
I know I haven't had a meeting with him about pensions since the conference committee was formed.
It's been so long since I've spoken with the governor, I can't remember when it was.
Well, he called me to thank me for accepting the appointment when it was first made in June. And we had a very nice conversation for about 2 minutes. And that's, I suppose I've bumped into him at a few events and we've shaken hands since then.
Biss and Nekritz say the conference committee has done fine without a steady presence from Quinn. Here's Senator Linda Holmes.
He has not attended any of our meetings.
Do you see that as a problem?
Yes. I think as the executive, it would have helped to have him there and feel that he played a little more of a leadership role.
Holmes says it's not enough that Quinn's budget director, Jerry Sturmer, testified at one of the committee's early public meetings back in July.
Who basically just said what the governor wants is comprehensive pension reform, and we could get very little detail out of him.
At the time, the chairman of the conference committee, Senator Kwame Raoul, was frustrated with Sturmer and Quinn. Raoul says things have changed since that tense moment.
There has been progress as to how we've communicated.
Raoul says he's periodically met with Sturmer to update him on the committee's activities and to get the governor's temperature.
I have had what I need in terms of communication and getting signals from the governor's office.
In recent weeks, Quinn has taken a more active role with the conference committee. He's met with some of the committee's members and has at least one other meeting scheduled.
Well, I've had good conversations with them, and I've seen a lot of information that they've put forth.
Representative Zalewski, for instance, can no longer say that he has not talked with Quinn about Illinois' retirement system since June.
There's been a engagement from the governor's office to a certain extent in the last couple of weeks where everyone sort of realizes we're moving towards a resolution in short order.
Quinn's press team takes umbrage with the notion he hasn't been involved from the onset and says the governor's office has been there since the beginning. Either way, it's doubtful the governor's involvement or lack thereof will hurt him. If a deal is reached, he takes credit for the achievement. If lawmakers fail to come up with a plan, Quinn can continue his attack on them, having distanced himself just enough. Neither a bad outcome for a governor trying to win re-election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.